Guys have stepped up. Reuben Randle and Jernigan and Lewis Murphy, guys, having Ramses back into the mix. You know, we have guys who are capable and have to play well, and I think they're doing a good job. Obviously, the rules of OTAs limit certain things. It's all off coverage. It's all pretty simple defenses. But guys are getting open. We're throwing the ball well, so I've been pleased with the way we've been looking the last few days. I think if we weren't looking, real sharp and not getting open or not being effective offensively, I'd be frustrated with the circumstances. But the fact that we're doing well, I've been very pleased.
Obviously, you'd rather have your big guys here, but do you enjoy the time working with younger guys you might not know as well?
Yeah, I think that's what you need. You need other guys to step up and fill in roles. You never know what the circumstances of the season. You're going to need, four or five receivers to be able to play at any time during the season and play well for you. So, it's been good work and getting on the same page and seeing young guys, understand that we need them to play well and they're going to have to play in games. They're going to have to be a starter sometimes and they're doing a good job.
Eli, at what point, and I understand that this is still OTAs, and you obviously have a preference of having everybody here, but at what point does it actually become critical that Cruz and or Knicks are here to work with you? Does it really become serious business?
It's a tough situation. You always want everybody there, and you want them back here for practice as soon as possible. So, I'm not going to say this is not an important time, because I think it is, but it's kind of a tough situation. I don't want to, because what we're doing is important. The guys who are here are working, and we're working hard, and we're competing, and we're trying to get better every day, and that's going to help us down the road.
Do you start to imagine what it would be like if, say, if Victor's contract situation didn't get worked out, you had to play games without him? Does that enter your mind?
No, right now my focus is on, me getting better, in my fundamentals and my decision making and all those things, throwing the ball accurately, and working with the guys who are out there. If someone's doing something a little off, a little wrong, I'm gonna try to correct them. I'm gonna get in their ear and go tell them and talk to them about certain plays. If they're doing things really well, I'm gonna do the same thing and talk to them and praise them. So I'm competing, and every day I treat it like a game and trying to just make our offense and everybody out there who's here working hard and get them where they're doing things correctly and making plays for us.
With Eli, we kind of know Victor's situation. Have you reached out to Hakeem at all in the last few days?
I hadn't talked to him the last few days, so so I don't know what the exact circumstances are.
Lewis Murphy was just saying there was a play today where you kind of read his body language already. He made an adjustment, and you mentioned afterwards that you knew what he was going to do there. We also saw the deep ball, and there have been others. Can you already tell he could be a real fit for you in this offense?
Yeah, I think Lewis he's come in and worked really hard, from coming back in early April, going over to Duke and working those days and learning the offense and asking questions, being here, during all season, being there for routes, trying to pick up everything in this offense. And so he's got talent. He can really run. He can stretch the field. And he's got the desire and the commitment, to be a good player and to bring another threat to this offense.
You guys all worked together at Duke. Does that give you any sort of reassurance or peace of mind? Because you were there. Knicks, I know, still was rehab, but he was there. Victor was there. You guys worked as a unit.
Well, that was just kind of the thought of that. It was just like a little kind of pre-OTA practice to just kind of work out some of the kinks and get, work on some fundamentals, get used to catching the ball, throwing to each other, work on specific things, watching film. So it was really, in hopes of kind of having everybody there to give us a little jump start into our preparations, of our off-season programs. So, hopefully, again, everybody will be back as soon as possible so we can continue to work and everybody can continue to make improvements.